This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. New year, new rules. The ban on flavored nicotine and tobacco products is now in effect across the city and county of Denver. Denver voters upheld the ban in November, and now more than 500 retailers can no longer sell flavored vaping or tobacco products inside city limits. City health officials say enforcement began immediately with fines and possible suspensions for stores that don't comply. Supporters of the ban say it protects young people from nicotine addiction, while opponents warn it could significantly hurt sales and push customers to neighboring cities. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is looking for a third mountain lion suspected in a deadly attack of a woman in Larimer County on New Year's Day. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Officials believe the woman was hiking alone when she may have been attacked by a mountain lion on a Crozier Mountain Trail. Wildlife officers and law enforcement have euthanized two mountain lions in the area. Colorado Parks and Wildlife spokesperson Kara Van Hoo said they're searching for a possible third mountain lion that was seen near the site of the attack.
Mountain lions tend to be very territorial, so if they are in the area, it's possible they could be involved, and we just don't know. We have to get all that could be involved.
Mountain lion attacks are considered rare in Colorado. There have been 28 confirmed attacks since 1990. The last fatal attack was reported in 1999. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Sunny and mild this weekend across the Front Range with temps in the mid-to-upper 60s and a fire weather watch posted for Sunday. This is CPR News.